Take you a bit back in time. I'm going to take you back inside prison where I spent so many years. Great minds are fashioned and built inside prison through all the hardship, self-deprivation, and other emotional traumas that happen to prisoners inside prison. And today, the dynamics that we're seeing at Pelican Bay and that we'll continue to see across the country are fashioning new kinds of people. They're people that have transcended, almost like a guru transcends the everyday harshness, torture, deprivation, the aloneness, the solitariness, the total blocking out of the other world. And it creates very, very dynamic people. In remembering a good friend from prison, and while I got out, he didn't. Hugo Lion Antonio Pinel from Nicaragua, 1965 to 1993, time served. And how time passes, te digo. Nobody, you or anybody, would know in my story of a prisoner friend, family, maybe a few friends. Nobody you would know from inside out to outside in unless knowing them from inside a prison cell, from inside of some kind of hell. Remembering doing time together at San Quentin 1970 was where we first met, standing behind the bars of your prison misery. As I recall, a 6x8 foot space of your life on earth. August 20, 1976, the day I walked out to freedom, pues, compañero, ahí te miro. And you had wished me buena suerte. Have a good life, my friend, you said, saying so without so much of a trace of envy in your quiet voice, with no regrets. No last laughter, no false bravery, no last debts in saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And be true. Be true to the revolution. And también, amigo, when you get time, you said, go see my mamacita. She likes you. So how are you, my friend, still inside your eternal tomb that you write me from? Inside a maximum security prison nightmare given to you by our last state dictator of a governor. That same last governor who built 10 new prisons while in office. A new prison built, by the way, with an especially misleading name, Pelican Bay. Pelican Bay, sabes, but with no pelicans to be seen in years since they got done tearing up the redwoods to build it, 270 acres of concrete landscape. A space-aged maze of concrete steel bunkers that freeze the heart at first glance. Pelican Bay, te digo. Hunkered down in the middle of a redwood forest cut out, blasted from the earth, Pelican Bay by the Oregon border, and where nobody goes except to pass through. Pelican Bay, damp and cold year round, where now it's coming to light. People got TB there. Is that your cough I hear, my friend? It sounds like you're in our coffin. Though you're hard today, is vilified by the state, which holds you locked away, your heart that's deliberately playing it dark with past violence and hate, kept in a file in the warden's office that they show to everybody who wants to know you to discourage and turn them away. And for your sake, I will always remember, we will always remember who the real criminals are. The police state and the CDC, who would not ever understand forgiveness for forgiveness' sake. Mercy without reason, judging you without knowing you, your heart, killing you hour by hour. Hugo, you're gonna be dead unless we get you out. Your heart that attempts each time to rekindle itself for the sake of comforting others, as you comforted me in those long, long ago times. Pues, ¿qué pasa contigo, man? Why are you there? 29 years is much too long a time, I think, for anything you could have done under the sun, and yet you have done nothing I know of but be yourself, refusing to embrace your tormentors and remembering what you stand for. For we are still the prison children of Che Guevara.